I do really like that movie, though. That's good. We should review that one sometime.
What movie?
Inglourious Bastards.
I'm just fucking with that. You look so concerned.
Are you losing your memory?
See, now Chance is actually like this when we're not on the air.
Yes, I am a... I don't know what to call myself.
Nice. But on the show...
Nice.
He treats me like garbage.
Yeah, dude. Why? Because I don't laugh at your jokes.
Yes. It makes me seem like such a loser. I mean, I am a loser.
Yeah, but. Just blame me for that. No, I'm kidding.
So wait, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying that welcome back to another episode of Reviews from the Clubhouse. As always, brought to you by Clubhouse Films. We are your hosts, Chance McDuffie and...
Logan Solana.
Oh, wow.
On the micro episodes, I'm always myself.
Oh, see, there you go.
So if you don't listen to our full episode, which you should, yes. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else, you will hear these fun little voices or characters that I become.
The difference between micro episodes and what we're doing right now, typically...
No.
Oh, no, wait. No, yeah. Micro episodes and regular episodes is that the regular episodes, we usually do like a little bit of entertainment news. In the beginning of the show.
Though I feel like we haven't done that in a while.
It's been a couple weeks. Yeah. I mean, there's not,
Army Hammer.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. What the fuck?
All right, there's your little preview of the news that we do. He's in trouble.
Michael B. Jordan's making his directorial debut.
I know.
Creed 3. I still haven't seen Creed 2. I don't know why. I love the first one. I was excited about the second one. I just never saw it.
Never seen him.
What?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Also, what's pretty good is checking us out on social media.
Exactly.
And our theme song.
Run That Bitch. Welcome. It's March 21st, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Not February this time. Good job.
Thank you. I changed the date. Last week when I fucked it up.
That's right, you did.
Mm-hmm, yes. This is a micro episode. We're talking about the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. What a glorious weekend this is for superhero fandom, DC and Marvel.
Yeah.
Of course, by DC, I mean Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Does he spell his name Z-A-C-K?
Yes.
A little weird, right? Isn't it Z-A-C-H?
I think the CH is weird, but that's typically how you see it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, right? I can't say that I've ever seen a CK. This is the most interesting thing we could ever talk about.
This isn't even the Zack Snyder episode.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, let's just dive right into it. I'll just talk to myself.
Okay.
So, the episode started. We see Sam, ironing his clothes.
Are you literally going to take it through shot ready, by shot?
Getting ready to, go to this little ceremony. But no, seriously. So it started pretty action-packed. I didn't expect to see that Canyon fight
First
episode. Yeah,
and now, is that the guy, hang on a second, the bad guy that he's fighting?
Batroc the Leaper.
He's from...
The Winter Soldier.
Okay, he is. I thought so.
He's actually a comic book character, like an actual comic villain.
Right, yeah.
Batroc the Leaper. I remember I think...
It's a terrible name.
Yeah, well... It's comic books. Should see his costume. I think the cover of it, it's like Cap, and he has his shield up, and Batroc's like jumping off of it like a fucking frog. Like that was just, that's why they called him the Leaper. Because like, but in this, he's like an
MMA kind of, or not well, an
he
MMA,
is an
but
MMA
like,
fighter, like in real life. But
is he really?
Yeah.
Oh. He's actually not bad then.
His name is George St. Pierre. I think that's his
George
name.
Howard Scubb.
Exactly. One and only.
The office.
He does a lot of like jumping and kicking and flipping, and so it's pretty cool. I'm like, okay, cool.
So
nice little adaptation.
So we have that Canyon scene, but before that is the ceremony. Is that right?
He's getting ready for the ceremony. He gives the shield back up to the Smithsonian to put in the Captain America Museum that we saw in the Winter Soldier.
Because
he just doesn't feel like he's worthy of it. Right. Essentially, it's not his.
And his
doesn't
Cap
feel right.
Dead?
I'm assuming.
Because they said they were talking about him in the past tense.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Plus, you'd also
does the world know what he did, though? Like
went back.
They know. Do they know the specifics? They know that he's gone now and he left Falcon the shield. But I don't know if they know the fine details. of, you know, him being an old man.
Yeah, that's a good question. Time traveling. I don't know either.
So, but yeah, like how he's fucking with that one guy and he's like, yeah, he's on the, I heard he was on the moon.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, nah, I didn't take him to the moon. He's like, where are you going? He's like, to do some moon stuff. It's good writing.
Yeah.
I love Anthony Mackie. Yeah. He got his ass kicked, though.
He did.
When he got slammed on his back, I was like, his back's broken for sure. Like, he landed on cobblestones.
I would.
And then he got his face stomped.
I'm a demigod, so I don't think that.
I thought you were a fifth dimensional. Well,
No, you are a fifth dimensional being. I mean, correct. We collectively are fifth dimensional beings.
Maybe our energies is what makes us so awesome. Yin and yang.
Who's yin and who's yang?
Which one's black?
Yeah,
yin?
Yeah.
Yang?
I think obviously, yang is black. I'm the black one.
Nah, I want to be the black one. we see Bucky, and I like the parallels between him and Cap. So Cap had a list of everything that he needed to catch up on from the past, like, what, 70 years at that point?
Yeah.
And it was like Star Wars and all this, like, pop cultural things. You know, those lists are specific to
different
regions. But anyway, he had that list. And Bucky has a list of people that he's wronged over the past 90 years that he's trying to.
That whole little interaction that he has with the woman in the car is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm no longer the Winter Soldier. I'm James Buchanan Barnes. Yeah. I love that he fucked with her, though. Like,
yeah.
That he took control of her car. Because, I mean, he gave the cops the information, but he's like, I'm going to get my.
But just to let them know, like, hey.
This was me.
I mean, I might be, you know, I might not be the Winter Soldier anymore, but I can still kick some ass. Mm. So don't fuck with me.
Yeah, I love that he's haunted. He's developing this relationship with the kid's father that he killed.
That's sad.
That's pretty fucked.
Yeah.
I wonder, is he going to tell him? He should tell him.
He'll tell him eventually. Yeah. He's got to get, that guy's got to get some closure.
Yeah, Bucky's just fucked. Like, I was talking to my cousin. He's like, it's funny how, like, all the Avengers are fucked in some kind of way. Like, Falcon's fucked, like, financially and, like, trying to hold on to his family and, like, his family business. Bucky's just, he's going to need therapy for the rest of his life. See, Wanda needs fucking therapy.
Wasn't that, like, something that people would always say, like, that's the difference between DC characters and Marvel? Is like, DC characters have problems and they try to, like, put them on the screen and highlight them more, and Marvel doesn't really do that, but now Marvel's kind of doing that?
I mean, well, Tony Stark is an alcoholic. It's a problem. It's a big problem.
I mean, I've never agreed with that statement. I think Marvel is 1,000 times better than DC, but
I think just in the bare bones, when it comes down to characters, the Justice League are supposed to be Olympians. They're supposed to be, like, these Greek gods, these new age of, you know, gods. I mean, look at
and then there's
Wonder
Batman.
Woman, Superman. Well, Batman could take out the entire Justice League single-handedly. You need the Justice League to take out Batman. I mean, if that's yeah, we'll talk about that for the Snyder Cut, because I fucking can't stand when people try to play Batman, like, all he is gadgets. But anyway,
First of all, Don Cheadle.
Yes,
I did not know he was going to be.
I think
this.
We talked about this. This was in the news a while ago.
Oh, really?
He said, yeah. He said he was in it.
Maybe I wasn't listening.
I think that, yeah, probably. Sounds about right.
Or I didn't remember.
He.
That's so cool.
I think that's the only episode he's in.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But I mean, he's
surprised.
Got his series coming too.
Yeah.
So
he does?
Yeah. It's called Armor Wars.
Was that in the news?
Yeah, it was. Are you being serious?
I'm sure.
Do you
I'm
remember?
Sure.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? So,
wait, was it an show, animated the, show? Or?
No, it's a, it's a Disney Plus show. Okay. It's Tony Stark's worst nightmare. Like, his technology gets into the wrong hands. Like. And Rhodey has to clean it up.
It would be fun to see, you know, Iron Man.
He's dead. Let him rest. He deserves it.
Don't quote that.
I don't know if I was expecting them to well, maybe I was, for them to link back up in the first episode. Because, I mean, there's only 6 episodes.
I kind of thought they would, but
this was a longer episode, too. It was like, 40-something minutes? Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to say, the cinematography for this episode, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful.
I love, like, when the plane flies by in the very beginning before Falcon, like, jumps out of it.
Yeah.
That's a great shot.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, and one of my biggest things that I feel that TV doesn't do, a lot of TV shows, but then, you know, you get your really successful ones, like your Breaking Bads, your Mr. Robots, stuff like that. Is that these TV shows don't ever take their time, like telling a story, and also take their time with their shots. And there are some, like, there's ways that you can do it really well, and then there are ways that you can do it really bad. We kind of talked about it before we recorded the episode of a film, a recent film that may or may not take its time in a bad way for some shots.
But Snyder Cut. To add to that, it's interesting to me because people are talking about how this episode was a little bit slower, like there was the action in the beginning, but
I didn't mind it.
That was, and then like the first couple episodes of WandaVision, but I'm like, that's the whole point of these shows.
But WandaVision
is to add depth to the characters. The first 2 to 3 episodes of WandaVision was basically act one of a 9-episode yeah. movie, like a 9-part movie, a 9-hour movie. So, I mean, that makes sense that the first few episodes, I mean, any show is like that though,
there's
right?
There's only 6 episodes of these?
6 episodes of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, yeah.
Wow, why are there so many?
I think they added episodes to WandaVision though after the lockdown. Like when the lockdown first started, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I think they only had like 2 weeks left of like principal photography. So they were pretty much done. Because this was supposed to drop before WandaVision. This was supposed to be their flagship show, and then they had to push it back, and then they released WandaVision.
But you know what? I got to say, I'm glad that WandaVision came first, though.
Yeah,
I really am.
Because WandaVision was good for different reasons. This is your action, espionage, you know, super soldiers, explosions, and all that shit. And WandaVision was really like it was a character study, and it really focused on story. I'm not saying that this isn't. I mean, we don't know the story yet for Falcon and Winter Soldier, but I don't know. It made you feel.
Yeah.
Feel more than I think this will. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's too early to say something like that.
Too soon to call that, but
yeah,
I would probably agree with that.
It tugged on the heartstrings a lot.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
When in the episode.
Yeah, but the action blew me away in this. Like,
Falcon was kicking ass. Man.
So fucking good. It was shot really well. It looks as good as their movies. Like, it really does. And I will say there are times in WandaVision where I was like, doesn't look so good.
This is clearly CGI.
Like when, like anytime Vision is kind of like flying with the other Vision in Wanda. And again, we'll get to that.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
For a show that's
already
been
finished,
out for 3 weeks.
But yeah, like, this is fucking great. And I think half of the reason
costs more than this.
That's amazing, first of all. Well, it doesn't really surprise me though. Think about it. They had to shoot on a fucking soundstage and they had to recreate the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. So
yeah.
That's hard. That's hard shit. But yeah, like I think the shaky cam when they're fighting really helps.
When he's on the plane.
Yeah, sell the action and everything and makes it more believable.
Well, the guy that made the Jason Bourne trilogy is like the showrunner for this series. Like this is like his show. I'm quite sure.
Is there only one Jason Bourne franchise thing with Matt Damon?
There's 4 movies, but there's the original. There's the Bourne Identity, the Bourne Supremacy, the Bourne Ultimatum, and then that Jason Bourne movie that came out like recently, where the guy's like, "Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne." That's from that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's from that movie. That's a good
one.
Most recent one. I love that.
That's funny. And then it's always something like really ridiculous. That's funny. It's a good one.
Yeah.
I quote that often.
I haven't finished the Bourne trilogy.
Well, that's good because we're not here to talk about that.
It is true.
We get off topic. In the ending. Should we talk about the ending?
Oh, yeah. They played Sam from the very fucking beginning.
Really
they fucked
did.
Him in the ass. I don't know why he gave them that. I really do. I understand the reasoning behind, like, why he felt like he didn't deserve it and why he felt like he needed to give it back. I wouldn't have gave it to those fucking people, though.
But the Smithsonian, is the Smithsonian run by the government?
I don't know.
It's the
Air and Space Museum, so I'm assuming.
I mean, it's in D.C.
I'm assuming the air. I don't know.
What a fucking.
Maybe some type of aviation. Whether it be like the military or like NASA. NASA's not really the military, but I mean.
Yeah, NASA isn't a part of the military now.
But
except for Space
like
Force.
Yeah.
Space Force!
Yeah.
I freeze frame, but no one can. I also kind of hurt my neck doing that. God damn.
Reminded me of the end of Shrek. You know,
do they freeze frame in Shrek?
I think it's Shrek 2, yeah, when they're having a. Don't they? Yeah, when they're.
Wait, Shrek 2 is where they do the musical, where they sing like American Idol.
That's a.
Or is that just the bonus features?
Yes, yeah, we had this debate when we were watching it the other day. Because when you called me, I was like right beside the TV. It was super fucking loud. And you were like, what are you watching?
Shrek 2. Oh, yeah.
We ordered like a shit ton of chicken wings and we were just eating wings and watching Shrek 2.
$20 a wing though. That's not bad.
My wife got
wife
got some fried
catfish. Not $20 a wing. I'm sorry.
It's $1 a wing.
$1 a wing.
$20.
Right.
For 20 whole wings. The whole wing. Like the drum and the flat.
I don't like drums and flats.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
I'm white.
A nice wing. Oh my God. You're not white. Look, stop saying that shit.
Yeah. That's all anyone ever sees me as, those racists.
Hey, man. I was gonna say you don't want to be white right now, but I don't want to offend anybody, especially the whites.
Especially the whites.
I'm clearly my wife is white. Okay, yes, that doesn't mean right. I'm clearly joking.
So is my wife. Hey, we have that in common.
Should I even tell jokes anymore? I'm gonna have to explain them.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, I don't have anything else to say about this. This is great.
Hang on a second. I have one last thing. The new Captain America.
Yes.
First of all, who is he?
The actor?
Yeah.
He is
Matt something?
Wyatt Russell.
Wyatt Russell.
He's Kurt Russell's son.
That's right. He doesn't look anything like him.
Well, I mean, you can barely see his face.
I've seen pictures of him.
Oh, well, yeah. Have you seen 21 Jump Street? The first one with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. So you remember the guy who ended up being like the middleman for the school that was on the football team that Channing Tatum was like working out with all the time. He was the quarterback for football team, I think.
It's been a while since I've seen that.
It's him, guy.
Wow, Kurt Russell. He's kind of old.
Kurt Russell is old.
Is his son in his late 20s or 30s?
Can't be. Hang on.
He's got to be in his 30s. But that would mean in 21 Jump Street, what? That movie came out, what, like 10 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, there's that line in there where James Franco's talking when he's like suspicious. I can't remember the first thing he said. He's like, the fact that, paraphrasing, like he's like, the fact that you came out of nowhere to the school. He said, the fact that you look like a 30-year-old fucking man. I'm like, yeah.
You got crow's feet.
Yeah, Kurt Russell's 70.
Yeah. So he must have been in his 40s when he had his son then. Or late
Wyatt,
30s.
Wyatt is 34.
Okay, so late 40s then. No. Late 30s, sorry.
And then his daughter.
He's got a daughter.
No, his son, his other son, is 41. So that math kind of adds up.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, 3-year gap.
Anyway.
So this Captain America has a gun?
Yes.
He clearly has one on his hippity hip.
I think he's supposed to be U.S. agent, but and if I remember correctly.
But they called him Captain America, right?
Yeah. So,
interesting.
I really hope that his name is not Captain America. I really hope he is U.S. agent because, I don't know, like even when Falcon took up the shield in like comic books, I'm almost positive he was still Falcon. He just had Captain America's shield.
I think so.
The color change. But
see, like here's the conundrum.
So if I'm not mistaken, so you know like when Cap has the stealth suit and Winter Soldier, there's a moment in the comic books where he kind of starts working for S.H.I.E.L.D. and he kind of drops the Captain America mantle and he becomes U.S. agent.
Uh-huh.
And that's what that suit is based off of. Like that stealth suit.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if they're like playing around because in Iron Man 3, remember when Rhodey's like a fucking American flag and they change his paint job?
Yeah.
And he calls himself the Iron Patriot.
Yeah.
In the comic books, there's a Dark Avengers and Norman Osborn, the Green Goblin, builds an Iron Man suit and he is.
I guess he is.
He is the Iron Patriot. And like
Osborn is?
Yeah. And Bullseye from Daredevil becomes like Hawkeye because, he becomes like Hawkeye. And he's like got the bow and arrow and all that shit. Yeah, it's crazy. It's this whole thing.
Jesus. But okay, so is this Captain America? Here's what I was thinking. Does he have super soldier serum?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they can do all this other shit. Tony Stark can fucking make nanotech. It's amazing to me that we can't, replicate that formula that was made in 45.
No one wrote it down.
Yeah, I guess not.
They'd have to put it on paper. You know how unreliable paper is.
Damn paper, yep.
You know what what's your favorite kind of paper?
It's a serious question. I don't know, man.
Of course it's not a serious question.
College rule.
College rule.
Actually, I take it back. construction paper.
Okay.
You can get real creative with that.
Why did they call it construction paper?
I have no idea.
Because you do paper mache?
It's harder to cut. I don't know.
I don't know. It's kind of different, Dexter.
Anyway, I don't know. What the fuck are we talking about? Oh, man. Yeah, I'm it started out strong. I can't wait. Excited for the action.
Yeah, me too. It'll be fun. Because what's after this? What, six episodes and then what's
Loki
next?
Is June.
Not until June, though.
11th. Well, think about it. That's 5 more weeks from now.
No, it's not.
Because it's five.
February, March.
Well, I'm talking about the end of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So,
yeah.
And then we're going to have like a little gap in between. Mm-hmm. How long is the gap?
Was it 2 or 3 weeks?
We had a week gap between, well, 2 week gap between WandaVision and this. So
I guess.
I think it's adding up. What the fuck am I doing? Oh, I'm looking at my calendar.
I'm looking at my calendar.
What am I doing?
This is the fun part of the show where I just say whatever I want until chance cuts me off, which will never happen. Today I'm drinking their new Diet Dr. Pepper and cream soda. Zero calories.
Wow.
Zero sugar.
Zero calories.
Wow. Not a sponsor.
And that is how Logan stays so slim and trim.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I saw my mom today. She told me I'm getting fat. I almost
no,
killed
she
her.
No,
she did. She's like, you're getting fat. And I was like, wow.
I love
goodbye.
You.
anyway, great. First episode.
Yep.
It's good to be back in the MCU. I mean, we've been back in the MCU for 9 weeks now, but still.
Right.
You get what I'm saying.
Well, first episode of this, not the first episode of ours. This is episode 59. So if you're not a regular listener, consider subscribing.
You should, think about your life choices. Yeah. Subscribe.
Tell your friends about us.
Yes.
Please. Begging you.
Sing it to the neighborhood. Yes.
We should make a musical about our podcast.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking. That's a terrible idea.
I'm done with you.
I'm sorry, bud.
I said I'm done with you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's too bad because we got another episode to do. All right.
Son of a bitch.
Bye, guys. Fuck off.
Come on.
I'm joking. Clearly.
Fuck off.
Don't offend anybody.
Well, you offended me.
Oh, well. You don't really count, Logan.
Fair enough. Goodbye.